Four men who did. I mentioned that to Ram.
Very few are honored, mistress, and Jamadar, Narayan, is foremost among those. He's a living legend. No other man would have dared bring you here.
Was he warning me? Maybe I had best watch myself. There could be politics here, too. Some band captains might resist me simply because I was associated with Narayan. Narayan, the living legend. How had our paths come to cross? I'm no believer in fate or gods, in the accepted senses, but there are powers that move the world. That I know well. Once I was one. The sender of my dreams arranged it, no doubt. She or it had been interested in me long before I became aware of that interest. Could it have been she who had struck Croker down, to rid me of an inconvenient emotional entanglement? Maybe. Maybe when the Shadow Masters fell, I might turn to another target. The anger rose in me. I controlled it and rode it, let Ram finish feeding me, went exploring the grove. I went to its heart and examined the temple for the first time. It barely passed muster. It was so buried in creepers it was barely recognizable. Nobody challenged my presence outside. I did not press my luck by climbing the steps. Instead, I rambled around. I found a man willing to get Narayan for me. I did not want to enter the holy place uninvited. He came out looking irritated. Take a walk with me. I have a few questions. First, will anyone get upset if I go inside? He thought.
I don't think so.
Anybody saying I can't be what you claim? Do you have the kind of enemies who will oppose you on everything?
No, but there are doubts.
I'm sure I don't look the part. He shrugged. I'd led him to the area where I wanted him. I suggested, you'd need a fair hand at woodcraft to survive your summer travels, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Look around. He did. He came back, perplexed.
Someone kept horses here.
Anyone else come on horseback?
A few. High-caste deceivers from afar, yesterday and today.
That's not fresh. Is there a regular guard?
No one comes here but us. No one dares.
Somebody did, and it looks like they stayed a while. That's a lot of manure for a casual visit.
I have to tell the others. This would mean purification rites if the temple was profaned.
As we ascended the steps to the temple, he said,
you noticing would be a point in your favor. No one else did.
You don't see what you don't expect to see. The temple was poorly lighted inside. Just as well. It was ugly in there. The architects had dreamed some of my dreams, then had recreated them in stone. Narayan collected several jamadars, told them what I had found. They fussed and cussed and grumbled, spread out to see if the infidels had defiled their temple. I wandered. They found where the invaders had done their cooking. The place had been cleaned, but smoke stains are hard to erase. The stains suggested that someone had camped there for a long time. Narayan sidled up, gave me his grin.
Now would be a good time to impress them, mistress.
Like how?
By using your talent to find out something about whoever was here.
Sure, just like that. I've maybe got enough skill to find their latrine and garbage pit. He eyed me, wondering how I could know they had had one, then reasoned